This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. In his book, Principles, Life and Work, investor Ray Dalio tells us, if you can think for yourself while being open-minded in a clear-headed way to find out what is best for you to do, and if you can summon up the courage to do it, you will make the most out of your life. If you cannot do that, you should reflect on why that is, because that's most likely your greatest impediment to getting more of what you want out of life. Now, if you don't know who Ray Dalio is, he's one of the most successful investors and entrepreneurs in the world. He runs a company, a financial investment company called Bridgewater Capital, and it's one of the most successful investment companies in the world, financial firms in the world. And he has written a book called Principles, Life and Work, which is essentially about this. To succeed in life and in business, you want to use and apply the power of principles. That is, fundamental laws of life that do not change and can be applied across various domains to achieve various goals and objectives. And in this episode, what I'll do is share with you Ray Dalio's 5 principles of achievement to achieve success in life and business. So let's dive into it. According to Ray, there is a 5-step process that everybody and anybody can follow, no matter who they are, what they do, where they are in life, and they can follow. You can follow these to achieve whatever you want out of your life, whatever you want from life, and they can sort of be used as a template to apply to whatever endeavors you've got going on. So let's dive right into it with his first principle, which is to set clear goals. He tells us to be audacious and to pursue anything that we care about, even if it seems unobtainable. Now, as you move towards what you want, whatever goals you've got, once you set them, the path forward, it's going to emerge. But you want to remember that hitting the target of the wrong bullseye is not going to do you any good. So it's essential to have a clear focus on what you want to reach for so that you can identify what you're doing to make progress, when you're making progress, and how you're making progress, because you want to measure it and see how far you're getting with those goals. And you want to do so on a regular basis. His second principle is to identify problems and not tolerate them. Now, too many people, he talks about in the book, are just content to live with less than their best. And they allow lingering issues and mental problems and all this sort of psychological baggage that we bring with us in life, that all of us have to a certain degree. And he says that people allow these issues to continue to cause problems in their lives. And so by taking the time to call these problems out by name, talk about them, and work towards eradicating them, you're going to be in the upper tier of successful people. So identify whatever problems you've got in your life and do not tolerate them. Figure them out, solve them, or work towards solving them, and you'll be in a better place. Number 3, his third principle is to diagnose your problems to find root causes. It's important to identify the biggest problems first whenever you're reaching for goals. For example, saying that I can't get enough sleep, that's not a problem. The problem is what arises from that. The problem is your performance at work, for instance, because you can't sleep. Your problem is not being able to think clearly because you can't sleep. The problem is not being emotionally present for your friends and family because you have not gotten enough sleep. So not getting enough sleep is one of the root causes that leads to a whole host of problems. one of which could be poor performance at work, for instance. And so to make any progress whatsoever on any of your issues, you want to make sure that you hold yourself accountable to them. You want to think of every failure as a personal failure and strive to be more creative, more flexible, or whatever else it takes to improve. And you want to look at your problems, find the root causes, and remember that oftentimes finding and eliminating or alleviating or addressing a single root cause can actually solve several problems. So for instance, getting a full 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night can solve a whole bunch of problems, right? It can help you become more focused. It can allow you to become more emotionally present. It can improve your performance at work. So it can solve a whole host of issues that you might be dealing with. Ray's fourth principle is to design solutions to get around problems. Oftentimes, he tells us that this requires being willing to go to others with your own flaws and then have them hold you accountable for improving. You want to make other people comfortable with pointing out your weaknesses. And when you do this, you're going to be on the fast track for progress because most people don't like to hear about their issues, their problems, their weaknesses, where they can improve, areas of improvement, their opportunities for improvement. And so if you can do that actively in those areas of your life that you care about, you're going to improve leaps and bounds because most people don't want to do that. Most people don't want to hear about what they can do better. They just want to hear about what they're doing well. So if you are in some area of your life that you really care about, like business, for instance, or in your marriage, for instance, you want to actively seek out where you can be doing better. And that's one big thing that he talks about in his book, this big principle of designing solutions to get around problems by figuring out and holding yourself accountable for those areas of improvement, those opportunities of improvement that you have in your life. And then the final principle that he talks about to succeed in business and in life is to just do the tasks required of you to completion. Finish what you start. Prioritizing your lists, your action list, your project list, your to-do list, if you have one, these things are a must. Whatever goals you set off, if you want to see them through, you got to see them through. You got to take care of the little stuff and the big stuff. These things are a must. You want to cross off your achievements as you accomplish them. You want to make sure you get them done. And you want to establish clear metrics of success for yourself. Because when you can do this, it's a lot more easy for you. It's a lot more simple to see when you're following your path productively. When you've got a nice track record of achievement, you can replicate that process over and over and over again. So again, what are Ray Dalio's five principles of success? Number one, set clear goals. Number two, identify problems, do not tolerate them. Number three, diagnose your problems to find root causes. Number four, design solutions to get around those problems. And finally, number five, do the tasks required of you to completion. Finish what you start. And those are Ray Dalio's five principles of success and achievement in any area of life. He's got a bunch of big ideas and nuggets of wisdom that he shares in this book, Principles. If you want the full book summary, of course, you can get that over at getflashbooks.com. And until next time, go out there every single day and keep on living like you give a damn.
It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakkari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakkari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.